Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. The original Yud Aleph was given on Yontif, and this is a replacement shir to record daf Yud Aleph, being given here from Miami Beach, where we are to, my wife is vacationing after very heavy duty, beautiful Yontif. Zok Yimara, we're on the final line of Yud Amid Beis, and we're talking about the inyan of the Ori Miklot, and those that are Ritzeach v'shogeg, Rachman Litzlan. Over B'chama Bar Chanina, Neima Nemra Parshas Roitzchim B'loshen Aza. We have, of course, the Parsha of Roitzchim and Ori Miklat in the Torah, but besides that, there's a Parsha in Yehoshua. And there it's written B'loshen Aza. What means Aza? D'chsev v'yidaber Hashem a'yishua leymar. Dabar b'nei Yisrael leymar. So Rashi points out that all the previous Diburim, or actually the previous Amirais between the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, and Yeshua were all Beloshen Vayoymer. Here it says Vayedaber. Vayedaber is a strong Loshen, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Why is that that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said a Beloshen Aza, Vayedaber? Because these are Diburim in the Torah, meaning, says Rashi, all the other Amirais were new statements, so to speak, but this is already a long-standing halacha, the Ori Miklat, which is stated in the Torah. So therefore, because of its historical nature, because it's a mitzvah in the Torah, therefore, it's B'loshen Aza, B'loshen Dibor. Says Gemara, the premise of your statement that Kodesh Baruch Hu said this B'loshen Dibor, it's B'loshen Aza, where do you take this from? Maybe Dibor is a different Loshen. How do you know it's B'loshen Aza? This is talking about when the Shvatim came back to Yaakov Avinu, and they reported about Yosef, and they said that the Adonia Oretz, meaning Yosef, spoke to them koshois in a very harsh form. He charged us with being spies. So you see that the Loshen Diber is kosher. Frank Dimor Vatanya, but I have another form of Dibur. It says, Oz Nidburu. What did it say, Oz Nidburu? All the way at the end of Malachi. The Pasuk says, Oz Nidburu, Yiri Hashem, Isha Rieyu, Vayakshv Hashem, Vayishma, Vayikosav Seif, as you call it, the fun of the Yiri Hashem, Olechosh Veshemoy. Oz Nidburu, Yiri Hashem. So Pashup Shap means that the Yireim, the Erev Lechayin, spoke Isha Rieyu. Now, if these are Erlich Yidin, tired of finding Yidin, probably they're not only Erlich, but they're probably also idle Yidin. So maybe Nidbru is a Loshen Nachas. Zok to Yomor, about Tanya Nidbru, a Nidbru, a Loshen Nachas. V'cheinu Oymer, I am another Pasik. Where's this other Pasik? It says in the Pasik in Tehillim, Yadber Amim Tachteinu, Uli Umim Tachas Ragleinu. This Yadber Amim Tachteinu is referring to Loshen in the future. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and guide us. The Loshen of Yad Ber is Rashi, the Loshen Yinahel, like a Minahel, who guides and directs. He's going to go and direct all the Am Tachteinu. And therefore, we're assuming once again that the Loshen Nachas, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to guide us and direct us and take us into the Olam Haba, into Eretz Yisrael, that's all going to be Menachas. So you see that the word Dibur is Nachas. Not necessarily, it's a Loshen Aza. And for the Gemara, even though the two words, Vaidaber and Datlin, Diber Ho'ish, which is a Loshen Dabar, and similarly, Nidberu and Yadber also come from the same Shoresh Dabar. However, Dabar Lechud and Yadber Lechud. The Gemara means to say is, initially they both come from the same Shoresh, but nevertheless, after you develop these words, in particular the word Dover, when you convert it from Dover to Nidburu, or to Yadber, then it could be converted from Aza to Nachas. Therefore you have no Raya one to the other. It's probably similar to Rashi and Chumash brings it, their number of words, which have a double meaning, and the double meaning is the opposite of one another. For instance, the word Shoyrish, Lisharish is to uproot, and the Sharish is also to plant and to root something in the ground. So you see that the word Sharish can be used both ways. So here the word davar, if it's spelled davar vayedaber, it means taka lashon kosher, lashon azer. If it's spelled nidbru ayad beram tachteinu, then it could even be a lashon nachas. Simone, Rabbanan, Mehamnoi, and Visafri. These are three machlokes that we're going to have in the Gemara of Yehuda. Initially, it's Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The second one will be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. And some say that the word Mahamni, in fact, is a Toas Hatfus, and it should say Nechemya. And the third one is going to be Safri, talking about Svarim, as we'll see. So, Timur, please, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Chad Oimer, Memnesha Shiem, Chad Oimer, Memnesha Hein Shal Torah. We said at the top of the Amud, why did it say Vayidaber? Because Beloshin Azah, Beloshin Kosher. Then that's one pshat. But there's another pshat too. The other pshat of Nesha Shehem, that Yeshua was a little bit tardy, which Shehem is from Beloshin Shehia, to wait, to delay. That's why Hashem was upset. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave the mitzvah of Ori Miklat already in the Torah. So Yeshua, as soon as he had a first opportunity, he should have instituted the Ori Miklat. But he waited and he delayed. Kadosh Baruch Hu therefore got angry at him, and that's why it's Beloshin Azah. So that's Machlokes. Al Shishiyem, or Neshein Shul Torah, because this is already pre-existing in the Torah Halachos, and that's why it says Beloshin Dibur, like we said at the top. Right, Tavichta Yeshua said, Vorma Eila Basefa Torah Salikim. It says that Yeshua wrote these words in the Sefer Torah Salikim. Now we assume Sefer Torah Salikim means the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So, please, you have Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. Chad Omar, Chad Oimer, Shmoyne Psukim. Yo. We're talking in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, meaning at the end of Sefer and Parshas, well, Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Zoysa Bracha, where we lay on Simchas Torah, Vayomas Moshe, Vayomas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu died. So, who wrote that Pasuk? Couldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu. So, in fact, there's a Machloikis elsewhere, I think, above a Basra. Whether Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it b'dema, or like our Gemara that says that Yeshua was the one that wrote it, he wrote the Shmoyne Psukim. That's what he means. V'yichtoiv es ha'dvar ma'elim b'seif v'teres l'kim, these final eight psukim in Sefer Dvar. Ha'im d'chsiv b'seif v'teres l'kim. Elam ad yama arei miklat ma'i b'seif v'teres l'kim. If it's referring to the arei miklat, right, there's a machloek, it's chayna b'shmoyne psukim v'aim arei miklat. So according to Ches Psukim, that was written in the Torah. According to arei miklat, ma'i b'seif v'teres l'kim. He, Yeshua, didn't write about the Ori Miklat in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that. After Ma'arik Amar Abiyechta Yeshua b'Sifroi, as a Dvar Ma'elak Subim b'Sefer Torah Elikim. That when it says that he wrote b'Sefer Torah Elikim, it doesn't mean that he wrote in the Chumash. He wrote in Yeshua the mitzvah that was already pre-recorded in the Sefer Torah Elikim. And what was that? The Ori Miklat. But we don't mean that he wrote in the Chumash. He means he wrote in Yeshua. And he quoted the Ori Miklat Torah that we have in the Chumash. Third machlokes, Sefer Shetofrei Pishtan. If you took a Sefer Torah, as you know, every Sefer Torah has numerous pieces of cloth which are attached together after every 3, 4, 5 yirios, which means columns. Then the cloth ends, and then you add on another piece of cloth. How do you add them on? By sewing them together. What thread is used to sew them together? So the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, you use gidin. Gidin means sinews. Now the Gemara says, what happens if Sefer Shetofrei Pishtan? What happens if you use linen threads? Is that kosher? It's pligi barabir. Chad Oimer kosher, chad Oimer posel. One of them says it's kosher, the other one says it's posel. Remember that Rameir was a soifer, so he presumably had a lot of learning and knowledge on these subjects. So one said it's kosher, one said it's posel. The man diem apostle dichsiv, the man tiyaturz Hashem beficha. This is called a Torah kula litzfilin. In the tefillin, as we know, it says the man tiyaturz Hashem beficha, ki biyadcha tiyacha Hashem lekechem mitzroyim. So that's what it says in the tefillin. Vayilcha lo ois al yadcha lezikarim beninecha. Ois al yadcha lezikarim beninecha is a tefillin. The man tiyaturz Hashem beficha. So the turz Hashem should be beficha. Okay. So therefore, the Torah was makish. The tefillin to the Torah Hashem, to the whole Torah. This is called the Torah called the tefillin. Ma tefillin halacha l'moshe b'sinai l'toifron begidin, av kol l'toifron begidin. What does that mean? As we're going to see in the Gemara in another moment, the words Torah Hashem beficha come to tell us that the cloth has to be from an oir behema tohira. Why? Because only behema tohira is mutra beficha. Masha'en kein ein oir from a behema tmeya, it's not mutra beficha. So, from Torah Zeshem beficha, I learned that tefillin have to be written on klaf from a kosher animal. And since the Torah refers to tefillin as l'man tia Torah Zeshem beficha, say ischishka l'Torah kulu l'tefillin, just like by tefillin. Halacha l'Moshe Sinai, you have to have an oir behema tohira. Same thing is by a sefer Torah. It has to be klaf of an oir behema tohira. But what about this din about the tefira begin? This tefira begin, that you have to use the sinews of an animal as your thread, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. We learn it from Halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Masha'en ken l'gabe the oir behema tohira, that we learn from Adrasha, Muta Beficha. But the gabe toifa begin, that's a lochal meshusina. Ezok yetz the gemara. The machloikis between these two mandi amrim is how broad is the hekish of tefillin to toira. Since it says by the tefillin mantir toira zeshem beficha, is kishkol the toira kulin tefillin. Ezok the first mandi amrim, ma tefillin. This is a lochal meshusina, the toifa begin. Afkol a sefer toira, all the toifa begin. That's why if it's bepishton, it's possible. The Yidach, the second man, the Yama says, Ki iskish lemutim beficha, lehilchoysav lo iskish. The hekish taka teres Hashem beficha is the gabe mutim beficha. That's the droshes of Chazal that tell us it's got to be mutim beficha, and therefore it's got to be a oir behemet tohira. Masha enkein, if you're talking about lehilchoysayin means Allah l'mashu sinai, since it doesn't say it in the Torah, lo iskish. You can't be makish one to the other. It's like being makish a big zero, because there's nothing in the Torah that addresses the question of tefira begin. So therefore, there's no hekesh. So kuli alma moed in the gabi tefillin, it's got to be written with gidin, not written. It's got to be a tefira sewn with gidin, because that's halacha l'moshe Sinai. The question is, how broad is the hekesh of the mantira Torah? Hashem beficha. Does that include only the drushas chazal, such as or behemet Torah? Does it also include the halacha l'moshe Sinai? It does. The machlekes. Omer Rav, so Rav says, Chazin lehu letfilin debei chavivi. I saw the tefillin of my uncle being Reb Chia, the tefira bekisna, and it was tofur. It was sewn with kisna, with the linen threads. Vlesa chazvasa halacha is not like him. So the loshon Gemara is very, very shver, because there was never a discussion about tefillin. Tefillin, we say, halacha l'moshe Sinai. Presumably, Reb Chia doesn't argue with halacha l'moshe Sinai. And therefore, that's why you see on the side, there's another girsa of the Mesoris Hashas, which is brought also in the Ritva and other Mepharshim, that we're not goyres tefillin, but we're goyres sifri. So, Amrav, Chazinu Lahuz, sifri de Reb Chia. I saw some of the sifri Torah of my uncle Reb Chia, and those sifri Torah were tefira bekisna, because he holds like the man the Omar, that Tofer B'Pishtin is kosher. However, we don't paskin like that. We hold that it is possible, because we learn this din of the Iskish Kavatera Kula, not only for the Mutter Beficha, but also for the Lochel Meshu Sinai, that has to be Tofer Begin. Okay, look at Mishnah Vayta. We learned in the Torah that how long does the Reitzeach B'Shoigig have to sit in the Orei Miklot? Ad mois ha-koyin ha-godol. So our Mishnah tells us that there are three definitions of the koyin god. One is echad b'shiur b'shem and ha-mishcha, v'yechad ha-marubah b'begodim, v'yechad she'ovar m'mshichusay. The one that's b'shiur b'shem and ha-mishcha is referring to all the kahanim gedolim in the first base of Midrash until the times of Yoshiyahu ha-melech, who was one of the final kings in the first base of Midrash. Yoshiyahu ha-melech saw the writing on the wall, that unfortunately the Beis Midrash is going to be Chorev, and they're going to go and steal away lots of the clay mikdash, and therefore he was goynez a bunch of things, including, for instance, the Aron Kodesh. There was no Aron Kodesh in the second Beis Midrash. Can you imagine? No Aron Kodesh. And there also was no Shemin HaMishcha, and there was no Tzitzenes Haman. A bunch of things Yeshua HaMelech hid, because he was afraid that it would be used by the Goyim for blasphemous purposes. So until Yoshua HaMelech, all the new Kehanim Gedoylem were Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. after Yeshua HaMelech, the way that we crowned them or inaugurated them as Kohanim Gedolim, by Meru Begodim, from now on, instead of wearing four Begodim, they start wearing now the eight Begodim, the Shmoyne Begodim of the Kohen Gadol. Who's the Ovar Meshichusai? What happens if there was a Kohen Gadol who was temporarily incapacitated, such as he became a Baal Keri on Leil Yom Kippur, and we need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur? So you remember from the first Mishnah Masechtas Yuma that we would set aside a backup replacement Kohen Gadol in case the first Kohen Gadol was disqualified temporarily. Okay, so what taka, if he was disqualified, he became a Baal Keri, and now he could not do the Avoid on Yom Kippur. We took another Kohen to act in his place, and that Kohen Gadol acted in his place. But a day later, the original Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh, he became Tohar. What happens to that Kohen Gadol for a day? He continues to have the status of a Kohen Gadol, and he's called Ovar Mshichusai. He is no longer Kohen Gadol Bepoyel, but he still has that title. In fact, in the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, there's a machloikis, how does this new Kohen Gadol conduct himself? According to one man, the Amar, he can neither wear Big Day Hedyot nor the Big Day Kohen Gadol. He can't wear the Big Day Hedyot because since he became Oilig Dula, Kimush Allah Shum Vayered, or Malim Makoydish Vein Mayridin, you can't go and demote him and put on the four begotten. On the other hand, you can't put on the Shmoyne begotten, according to this man, the Amar, because of Eva, the regular Kohen Gadol will be upset. Who are you to go wear the fancy begotten of the Kohen Gadol? Okay, anyway, says our Mishnah that if one of these three Kohanim Gedolim passes away, then the Ritzeach B'Shoigig goes home. The Gemara is going to discuss on the Amud Beis whether it's one of the three or it's all of the three. We'll talk about that in the Amud Beis. Continues the Mishnah. So, Echa Meshuch B'Chom and Echad, Echa Meshuch B'Shem and Mishch, etc., Machzirin Es HaRitzeh. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, he left one out. Also, the Kohen who is Meshuch Melchom. Kohen Meshuch Melchom is not really a Kohen Gadol. However, he has certain dinim like a Kohen Gadol. What dinim does he have? For instance, a Meshuch Melchom is not allowed to marry an almana, just like a Kohen Gadol. He has to marry a psula, just like a Kohen Gadol. And there are other dinim, like a God of a Yifra, Roshan the Yifra, the God of the Yifraim, all of that, called Afshis Meis LeYavoi. Those halachas that apply to a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do pri or frima, and he doesn't attend Levayis, even of his closest relatives. The Kohen Meshuch Melchama has the same status. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Meshuch Melchama machzir es haRitzeach." When he passes away, the Ritzeach also goes free. What's the base of the machloek between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? We'll see in the Gemara. It's based on Psukim. And now the Mishnah concludes, "Lefichach," because the person who killed Bishogig only goes back home after the Kohen Gadol passes away, there's a natural incentive for a person who is Ritzeach B'Shoigig to be mispalel to Hashem that the Kohen Gadol should die. Because as soon as he dies, he's free, the Ritzeach B'Shoigig. And therefore, to disincentivize the Ratzchem from being mispalel, state the Mishnah, Fichach Imoisein Shal Kehanim, the mothers of the Kahanim Gedolim, Mesapkes Lehen Michio Uksus, they would go and supply to the Ratzchem B'Shoigig, Mechia, food, uksus, and clothing, so that they would not go and be mispal, that their children, meaning the Tekanim Gedolim, should die. And this way, we will not have their tefillis, so that the Tekanim Gedolim will hopefully have Arichus Yomim, to the detriment, unfortunately, of the Roitzchem B'Shoyek. Okay, Zokimar, we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, any one of the three, and according to Yehuda, any one of the four machzir nesaritzeh. Minoani, mili amr avkana di amakrotz in the pasuk three times. V'yoshev ba ad moise koyen agon. That's pasuk one. Uksiv ki bi im miklota yeshiv ad moise kain agadol. That's two. Uksiv vi achri moise kain agadol, then yoshiv, then he can go and return home from the Arim Miklat. So three koyhanim gedolim, one shemana mishcha, one meruba begodim, third one of our mimshi chusay. Rabbi Yehuda ksiv kra, achri I have another pasuk. Lashuv, lashev is ba'oretz ad moisa koyein. He can go and stay there ba'oretz until the koyin passes away. Now notice, it doesn't say koyin gadol. However, Rabbi Yehuda learns, since it says moisa koyein, that comes to include the koyin who was Mashuach Melchama. I didn't explain what Mashuach Melchama means, but you all know what it means. That at the time that they went out to Melchama, the Kohen would go and there would be a special Kohen who was called the Kohen Mashuach Melchama. He would stand up and he would say, Rabbi Yisai, we're about to go into Melchama. And therefore he would make an announcement about the... he would go and say, Al Yirach Levavchem, don't be scared. Al Tartzu, don't be... Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the Yeshua, don't be nervous. So he had this duty to go and strengthen the resolve of the troops going out to Muhammad. So that was his title, Mashuach Muhammad. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that pasuk where it says, which is the HaKoyin mit capital Hey, the Hey Ayidiyah, it's referring to the Koyin Mashuach Muhammad. The Idach, the Yadman Yom says, Ksev HaGodol, since it just says, Moisa Koyin, it doesn't say Koyin, HaKoyin HaGodol, Chad Me'anochu, the reason why the pasuk is bringing the Moisa Koyin, it's going back on the earlier references to the Koyin Gadol. You know which Koyin I'm talking about. I don't have to tell you which. We're talking about the Koyin Gadol. So this, and Moisa Koyin is referring back to one of the three, and it's not adding number four. So we have a machloikis, the Bihud and the Rabbanan, how to interpret Ad Mois HaKoyin. L'fichu imoisein shol kahan. Tutimor taimo t'loi matzlu. It's the only reason why the Kohen Gadol is now going to have Arichas Yomim is because the mothers supply food and clothing to the Ratzchim. Kedesh lo yispalo b'neim shimusa, they shouldn't be mispal. It's a mashma, if they would be mispalel, then chas v'shalom, it would be effective. V'reitimoha matzlu maisi, if they're mispal that the Kohen Gadol should die, the Kohen Gadol would die. But Ksiv doesn't say in the Pasuk, who is their Pasuk? A pasuk in Mishlei, Katzipor lo nud, Kadror lo uf, Ken kilas chinam loy savoy. Vos meitos, Katzipor lo nud, just like a tzipor wanders, you have a flying tzipor that wanders away, Kidror, like a tzipor dror, means a free-flying, free-spirited pigeon or bird, lo uf, it flies, Ken kilas chinam loy savoy, the kilas chinam also doesn't go anywhere. Because since Gornish, Achilles Chinam is nothing. See, here too, the tefillah of these Ratzcha Mishoikil Chor is nothing. Like Sabbath, it's not going to happen. So, why do I have to have the mummy supplying the food, Kadesh Lehispalu? Even if they are Mispalu, Sukunish Elfin, it's Achilles Chinam, it's for naught. Why should the Kohen Gadol die just because of the tefillah of the Ritzach Mishoikil? As an aside, you should note that this Loi is a Greek Sith. Here it says Loi Sovoi. But in Tanakh, we read it, loy savai. It should come to him. And according to that girsa, according to that kriya, then chilas chinam will come true. So the Mefarshim say the reason for the double loy, a loy mit an aleph and a lamed vav, a vav in the kriya, is loy savai. It's not going to come on the individual who is being cursed. But loy savai, it's going to come back on the one that's doing the cursing. Don't curse others, because the curse is like a boomerang, it may come back on yourself, chas v'shalom, to haunt you. Jacques Dimar, so we still have a kasha that we asked, why do we have to give Michio Mozoin, l'choyre their tefillah will not be listened to anyway, it's just a killer schinam. Emvdimar omer ha-husaba, mipirka derov ha-shmili, ha-husaba. Whenever it says ha-husaba, toises in chulun and dav vav, amir aleph, top line, toises says, Yesh Meforshim, whatever it says, Ahusaba in Kol HaShas, it's referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, so anyway, so either it's an elderly sage or it's Eliyahu HaNavi that learned Mipirkei Derava, Shmili, I heard the following, Shoyi Lehen Levakish Rachmim Al Doirin V'Loi Bikshu. It's not a kilas chinam. The reason why the Kohen Gadol passes away and with that frees up the Ratziach B'Shagig, because he, the Kohen Gadol, is abyssal shildik, meaning he's slightly guilty. What's he guilty? He should have been responsible to Rabbeinu Shlomo that everything should go well in this dar. Nobody should kill B'Mezin and nobody should kill B'Shagig. Nobody should be killed. Either way, since he was not Mavakish Rachmim, and if the Ratziach B'Shagig now is Mispalel, that the Kohen Gadol should pass away, Chas V'Shalom, he'll pass away. The Iker Masni, Kedesh Yispalel B'nei Shelo Yemusu. There's another version in the Mishnah. Our version was that the Mamis wanted that the Ratzchim should not be Mispalel Sheyemusu, but there's another Girsa that they gave food and clothing to the Ratzchim, so they should Mispalel that the Kohen Gadol Lo Yemusu, he should not die. Those that are living in the Ari Miklat are getting a good deal. They're getting free board, free. We're going to talk about that in Mi'at Hashem, whether they have to go and pay rent or not. That's going to be a later daf. But they're getting free food, and they're getting free, that's a daf Yud Gimel. They're getting free food, and they're getting free clothing. So we want that they should mispalel, that the Kohen Gadolim should be marach yomim, so that they don't have to worry about parnosa, they don't have to worry about food, they don't have to worry about clothing, etc. So they can masli kedesh yispalel b'nei shal yimusim. It's mash only because they're mispal. If they wouldn't be mispal, then the Kohen Gadol would die. May have a little mebet. Why is it the fault of the Kohen Gadol that this Reitziach B'Shoigig killed B'Shoigig? Zokti mar hocham rinan. Here, hocham means in Chutz Laretz, we have an expression. Tuv yechota v'zigud mangid. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us that in Mesechtas Pesachim, there was a Din Torah. And the Din Torah involved a person by the name of Tuvia that did something wrong. We don't know what he did. It just says Tuvia Chota. So maybe he was a Ganef, a Gazlan, a Ritzeach, whatever he did. Maybe he was Machal Shabbos, maybe he ate Tarfis, but he did something wrong. And Zigud came as an Eid Echad, to go and be made against Tuvia. But there was no second eight. He was all on his own. Rapapa, who was the Rosh Bezdin, was very angry at Zigud and said, if there would be two Eidim, Apishnaim Eidim Yakum Dava. But if there's only one eight, you know what you're doing? You're just going and saying Lashon Hara about Tuvia, because one eight is worthless. And because you're saying Lashon Hara, I'm going to go and give you Makis. Not Malkis Diaraisa, but Makis Mardis. Don't do something like that in the future. Only come when you have a second eight. Don't come on your own. Zigud was furious, and Zigud said, Tuvia Chota, Tuvia was the one that did the chait. The Zigud Mangir, and I'm the one that gets the clap, I get the Malkis. See here too, it's the Reitziach B'Shoigig that killed. And because of that, the Kohen Gadol dies. That was the expression in Bava. Hasim Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they had a slightly different expression. Shchem Nosif Umavgoi Gozir. As you recall, in the times of the Torah, it says about Shchem that he took away Dina. And then the Bnei Yaakov came and made a deal and said, we will only allow for Shchem to marry Dina if all of the people in Shchem all have a bris. And they agreed, as you know. Now there was one Shchemite by the name of Mavgoi. And Mavgoi was a little annoyed. And he said, Shechem Nosef said that Shechem should be able to go marry his sweetheart, to be able to go marry Dina. Mavgoi Gozer, I, Mavgoi, I have to go and cut my Aver, in other words, and have a bris milah. What benefit do I get out of this shidduch? And therefore, the Gemara says we the same thing. Yeah, just because Shechem is sinning and he's going to benefit by getting married, why do I have to suffer, me, Mavgoi? So why, because the Ratziach B'Shoigig killed, why is the Kohen Gadol have to suffer? Why does he have to die? And the Gemara gives the same terrors as before. Omahu Sabah Mipirke Drava, Shmieli, Shoyim Levakish Rachman Al-Doirim Alei Bikshu. Then in fact, he, the Kohen Gadol, should have been mispalled that these types of things should not occur. Ki aho, tahu gavar de'achli aryeh barichik, shplosa parisi minei, durbishubim lady. There was a person who was nebuch eaten up by a lion within three parses away of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Plishtoi Eliyahu Ba'adei, Tlasi Yoimin Eliyahu Novi, did not meet with and talk to Rabbi Shimon Levi for the next 3 days. Because he felt that Rabbi Shimon Levi should have been mispalel al b'nei doiroi, that these terrible types of things should not occur. And since he was not mispalel, because we see that the Ari ate up an individual, therefore he was kind of broigus, if you will, with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The story is told about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's atzah, that a person rushed into Rabbi Moshe's house and said, "Oh, did you hear? There was a terrible crash, or there was a terrible murder or something on the block where Rabbi Moshe lived." I think Rabbi Moshe lived on FDR Drive or something like that. And unfortunately, someone was killed by Mezid, Beishoiki, whatever it was. And when Rabbi Moshe heard that, Rabbi Moshe said, "No, it's impossible. It did not happen on our block." And after that, they were talking Mavara that there was such a person who died, but it was a few blocks away somewhere else. And they said that the reason why Rabbi Moshe was so confident that it didn't happen in his block, because he was in the same Bechina that we're saying the Gemara, his Torah and his Tfilis were so strong that it was Megin on anybody in his Dalet Amos. In the case of Shimon Levi, it should have been Megin for this Tlos of Parsi. Since it wasn't, it's a Simon that there was a flaw in Rabbi Shimon Levi's avoid, if you will, and that's why Eliyahu HaNavi said, "I'm not going to speak to him for 3 days." Now, since we quoted the Pasuk on the second wide line about Kilas Chinam, the Gemara tells us two halachas about Kilas Chinam, as we'll see. Amr Avinu Amar Av, Kilas Chinam, Kilas Chocham, Afilu Bechinam, Hi Ba'a. When a Chocham issues a Klala, even if it turns out that it's for naught, unfortunately, it still can meet fruition. How do I know? Me Achi Teufel. The famous story of Achi Teufel. Achi Teufel, as you remember from the end of Sanhedrin, was initially one of David HaMelech's Rebbeim. The Pasuk refers to him, David HaMelech says about Achi Teufel, Alufi Yudoi, my Rebbe. And in later years, Achi Teufel unfortunately joined forces with Avshalom and made a merida against David HaMelech. Anyway, David HaMelech was preparing the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash was only ultimately built by Shlomo HaMelech, but David HaMelech was doing kind of the preparatory work, and he was digging out down below Shittim, Kafet, and went all the way down to the core of the earth, and Kafet Tohima, water which was down at the bottom of the earth, started flowing up. And there was almost a second Mabel, like we had in the times of Noach. The subterranean water started coming to the surface. Now, why did this happen? So Rashi brings from the Gemara in Yerushalmi, it's Rashi on the left-hand margin, about a third down the Amid. Rashi says, in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, it says, that David HaMelech, as he was digging out deeper and deeper, Matasham Cheres Shehigbiya Koyloi. There was a shard, a small piece of Kli Cheres on the bottom of the earth, in the core of the earth, and that Kli Cheres miraculously spoke for Omaloi. Al titleni mikan, don't touch me, don't take me away. Shani kovish ala tohoim, because I am holding back the subterranean waters from the time of miyoy matan toira, shirad at the kol haaretz. However, David HaMelech did not pay any attention, and he did take up that stone, and therefore the flood started, the water started coming up, and threatened to flood the world. Omar, so now David HaMelech calls out, Ma'u lichtav shem achaspa, what I would like to do is take another shard and write Hashem's name on it, Yud Kevavke, and throw it into the water, Mishta B'tohima, to Lake Aduchte, so that the water would stop flowing upwards and the flow would end, it would stay put. So he asks, does anybody know the answer? Luckily, Omer Leimid, nobody responded. Omer, now David HaMelech got a little bit angry. Omer, Kol HaYudea Dover Zeh, Da'inei Omer, if somebody has the answer and he does not respond, he should suffocate by choking. Achi Teufel was one of the people there, and he didn't want to have this terrible killas chocham, this fate. No, Achi Teufel kavuchim v'atzmai. Achi Teufel made his own kavuchim. Omar, umalas yishalom ben ishli ishtoi. Omer toirash shemish nechbi miktusha himochala moyim. We know that by the inyan of soita to make shalom between ishli ishtoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, write down Hashem's name on a piece of cloth and put it into the Mayim HaMa'orim, that's to save a marriage between Ish l'Ishta. L'chol olam kula l'kol shkein. If you're talking about saving the world, you should certainly be able to go and throw in Hashem's name, even if it's Nimcha or Nimchak Agidei HaMayim. And therefore, Amalei said, Achitoifel to David HaMelech, Shori, Mutalach, Mutalach. So, Kos Hashem Chasma, David HaMelech wrote the name Tak on such a shard, Shodi Atoimi, threw it into the depths, and Nochas, and the water stopped coming up, Vekamaduchte, and it stayed in place down below. And so therefore, it turns out that this was a Kilas Chochem Bechinam. In other words, because nothing eventually happened, Baruch Hashem, the world stopped, and the water stopped, and Achitoifel was the one that revealed this secret. And so nothing should have happened to Achitoifel. But guess what happened? For the Hachik Siv, nevertheless, it says, not in this connection, it says that subsequently when Achitoifel was giving an Eitzah to Avshalom, and Avshalom ignored his Eitzah, Achitoifel ro'ok le'nesat, so he saw that his Eitzah was not being followed by Avshalom, the Yachvash is Chamor, he went and saddled his donkey, the Yochum the Yelach, El Beisi went home, El Iroi to his house and to his city, Vaitzav El Beisoi, and then he gave a final tzavah of what to do after his passing, and Vayichonik, and he suffocated Nebuch, he got Chenik. He committed Chenik on himself, he committed suicide. So we see that David HaMelech had originally said, whoever doesn't respond and knows the answer will get Chenik. So even though Achitoifel did respond and did know the answer, but nevertheless he got that chenik. So you see, kilas chacham afilu b'chinam. Amr Bavos, and Bavos says something very similar. Kilas chacham afilu al tanai hiba, even if it's conditional. Minolan, me eli, from eli akoy, to come le eli shmuel. Koyas achol lakim v'chol yosef in techachim mimeni dover. So the Gemara doesn't go into the details, but what it's talking about is that Shmuel got a nevuah from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, which Eli did not receive. And Eli wanted very much to know what that nevuah was. So Eli said to Shmuel, Koyasacho lekim mecho Yosef, the following thing should happen to you, im techachim mimeni dover, if you withhold even one word from me, if you're not going to tell me the nevuah. Now the pasuk doesn't say what that koyasacho, the koyosef, what that klole is, but as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, the klola was that just like I, Eli, unfortunately have bad children, Chofni uPinchas, we know that they sinned, so too, you, Shmuel, should have, Chas v'Shalom, bad children, if you're Techachem many, if you don't tell me, Techachem many Dover. Says, Yomavagav Techsiv, V'yagla Shmuel, Eis kol advarim, V'lechich rimenu, he didn't hold back even one word. Unfortunately, the Kilas Chochem of Eli, Afilet Tanayibah, V'lechich Siv, L'holcha Bana B'drochav, that the children of Shmuel did not follow in his footsteps, just like Chofni Pinchas were not following in the footsteps of Eli. Om Rav Yudah Marav, so that we continue this same idea, Nidui Al Tanai, Tzorach Afar. If there was a Nidui, in this case the Nidui means to put oneself in Cheirim, even if you did based on a condition, unfortunately, to get this Nidui, this Cheirim off, you have to be Mefer. What do you mean? Minong Yehuda, from Yehuda, Dechsif. Again, we go back to the story of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was reluctant to go and send Binyamin along with Yehuda. And Yehuda said, if I'm not going to go and bring back Binyamin to you, I'm going to have a chait for the rest of my days. And we know eventually, of course, that Yehuda did bring back Binyamin, or that everybody got reunited when Yaakov Avinu and all the Shvatim came down to Mitzrayim, etc., etc. So eventually Binyamin was restored to Yaakov Avinu. So therefore this chayim that he said about himself, should have fallen away. But it didn't fall away. Because Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Yonis, and Maitach Siv said in the Pasuk, Yechiru Uvein Va'al Yomois, and then right after that it says V'zois LiYehuda. Now what is the connection between Ichiru Uvein Val Yomois and V'chizois and V'zois LiYehuda? So Rashi explains, as the Gemara will explain, that Jokti Gemara Kol Oisin Mem Shana Shoy Yisro B'Midbar, for the 40 years that Klai Yisro were in the Midbar, Atzmoishu Shoy Yehuda Hayu Megul Golin Ba'orain. the Atzamis of Yehuda were unfortunately rolling in the Arim, which means that they were not attached to their sockets. The bones, the Evorim, were detached, and therefore they would constantly roll back and forth, Nebuch, in the Arim. And that's v'chatosi li'ovi, or chatosi l'cha, kol hayamim. Now, what is the juxtaposition to Chiruvein? Because Rashi says Ruvein, as well as the other Shvatim, did not have that problem. But rather, Shildoi Kayemes, the skeletal remains, remained intact. The only one that had this problem was Yehuda. So therefore, Nebuch, the Atzamas of Yehuda were rolling inside the ark. Actually, Moshe Bikish Lebrachman, until Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shaloylam, Yechi Reuven Val Yomois, just like Reuven's remains are in place, Zois Lihudi, Yehuda should have that same bracha, that his remains should remain in place, and they should not be Megugolim Ba'arim. Bikish Lebrachman. So, Am Lefan Rabbeinu Shaloylam, you know what Tzchus Yehuda has? Migorom Lereuven Sheyoide. As we know, it says in the Pasuk that Reuven was Moide Mesvada, that he was Bilbel Yitzuei of Bila, meaning that after Rochel Imenu passed away, then what did Yaakov Avinu do? He went and took his bed into the oil of Bila. So now Reuven got very upset and said to Mamela that Rochel and Leah were competitors, and that Rochel unfortunately competed against my mother Leah. But even Bila should be a competitor, that Yaakov Avinu should go and station his bed permanently in the oil of Bila, and therefore he went and took the oil of Yaakov and took it to the oil of, he took the mita, the bed of Yaakov, and took it into the oil of his mother Leah. But that of course was a sin, because Reuven had no business getting involved in his father's marital relations. Anyway, but Reuven was moide. He afterwards said, Yo, I went and did this terrible sin. Why was Reuven moide? He was moide because he heard that Yehuda was moide. What was Yehuda moide on? Yehuda was moide on the sin with Tamar, that he was moide misvada, yeah, mimeni, that it happens that the reason why she's uberes, Tamar is mimeni from me. Once Yehuda was moide in front of the world, so then Reuven was also moide. And therefore, in that tzchus, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Migorom Reuven Shiyoide. It was Yehuda. The Zois Yehuda. That's why it says Zois Yehuda. Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda. Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen taka to the Kol Yehuda. And listen to the Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And O'al Evorei L'Shafa. From this point on, all the Evorim went back into their sockets, and they were no longer rolling in the Orei. However, we have a Kama Ayli Leila Mitzifta Rekia, the Neshama of Yehuda, upstairs in Shemayim, he wanted to go into the Bismedes Shalmala, and they didn't let him in. Says the Pasuk, Vel Amoy Tivyanu, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mespal, let him in to the, together with the rest of the folk, in the Mitzifta Rekia. We have a Kayyara Lemishkal, Umitra Bishmaita, okay, he's sitting there in Bismedes, but unfortunately he's sitting there like a dumb Amma Oret, he wasn't able to be Noise V'Noisein, in the Gemaras. In other words, all the other Talmidim, all the other Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov, were going and discussing Torah, and he wasn't able to get involved. So, Bahadi Rabbana. So, again, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal. Yodav Rav Loi, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, fine, from now on, his hands will be able to get involved. Lashon Yodav is because we find Lematzon Yodenu V'Ragleinu B'Bismedesh. So the word Yad is an expression to mean that he didn't have a handle or a hand on what was being discussed. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special bracha, Yod of Ravlai. They have a Yod of Leperuke Kusha. Okay, he was able to follow the discussion and get involved in the Masu Matan, but he was not able to answer any kashas that were posed to him. Again, Moshe Benu was Mespal, Eitz Mizar Eftia, Baruch Hashem, now he was fully inaugurated and installed into the Bismedesh together with everybody else. He was now like everyone else. Fine. So, all of that is illustrating that Nidui Al Tanai, Tzora Chafara, person he put a Chayram on himself, a Chatosid Ovi Kalai Yomim, you cannot easily get away from that. You have to have a Hatorah Chafara, like Moshe Rabbeinu was Matir through his Tfilis. or Kadosh Baruch Hu is matir, based on the bakoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. With this, we conclude that shtickel. Now we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where it says that if the three kehanim gedolim pass away, then the retziach b'shoigig is freed. It doesn't say clearly in the Mishnah whether it means any one of the three pass away, and then the retziach goes free, or it's only a combination of all three together. It doesn't say in the Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara asks the Shaila, is it all three, or is it only one? The Gemara on the surface is a bit shver, because l'choyri you didn't have all three at one time. Maximum, he had two at one time, because of the fact that, since we explained that the Meshuach B'Shemen and Mishcha was in the first base of Mikdash, and the Meruba B'Gadim were in the second base of Mikdash, so there was l'choyri no overlap between the two. So, in fact, many of the Mefarshim explain that when the Mara means Kulu, it doesn't mean all three, it means two of them. It means the Meshuach, B'Shem, and the Mishcha together with the Avar Mimshichusai, or the Meruba Begadim with the Avar Mimshichusai. But there's another one in the Mefarshim that says, no, it could theoretically happen that you have all three, and this is in the time of Yoshua Melech. Yoshua Melech is Taka Emes, he was Goynez, the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Kohen Gadol, the final Kohen Gadol in the times of Yoshua HaMelech, he had the benefit. And the next Kohen Gadol right after him, he was Nimshach. He wasn't Nimshach because there was no Shemen HaMishcha, but he had Meruba Begadim. So could be that they both lived at the same time Yoshua HaMelech. I mean, even this is a bit shver, because if there's a Kohen Gadol, why are we pointing a second Kohen Gadol instead? We had that Kohen Gadol for a day, you know, when the first Kohen Gadol was a Valkeri. But why would there be two Kehanim Gedolim at the same time, the one from before Yoshio was Goynez and the one after he was Goynez? Unless you say that maybe the first one retired, or the first one, Nebuch, was sick, he had a stroke, and therefore they appointed another one. Anyway, Zolzana Zoy, the bottom line is that Zigmar Shaila, Mises Kulan, Oy Dilma Mises Echem, Hen Toshema. In the next mission, which we're going to learn in another minute, it's going to say Nigmar Dina Balei Kohen Gadol Eini Yoytzei Misham Li'olam. What happens if, at the time of the Din Torah of the Reitzeach B'Shogeg, there was a period of time that there was no Kohen Gadol? The old Kohen Gadol had passed away, and no new Kohen Gadol had been appointed yet. It's going to happen, but it didn't happen yet. So it was a blank, no Kohen Gadol. Then the din is Eini Yoytzei Misham Li'olam. Then, even though there will be a Kohen Gadol appointed subsequently, but this Reitzeach B'Shogeg is stuck in the Ari Miklat forever and ever. Freitimar Vim Isa, if you're going to go and tell me that any one of the three is sufficient, Leheder Ben Hanach. Okay, so the regular Kohen Gadol passed away, they haven't appointed a new Kohen Gadol, but there are other Kehanim Gedolim. Other Lamushel, the one was Meshuach, the one that was over Mimshichusai, that he was just a Kohen Gadol for a day. Or if the one that was the Kohen Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha, he died, so we have the other one, which is the Kohen that was Meruba B'Gadim. So why does it say that he's stuck forever? It's talking about that there was no other Kohen Gadol, there was only one Kohen Gadol. Either the Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha in the first time, first base of Mikdash, or the one that was Meruba B'Gadim in the second base of Mikdash, or at least after Yeshua Melech's Geniza. And there was no Balkeri situation, so there was no other Kohen Gadol that was a Kohen Gadol for a day. So there was only one. Says our Mishnah. If at the time that the Ritziach B'Shoigig had his Din Torah, you didn't have any Kohen Gadol, the previous Kohen Gadol had passed away and they didn't appoint a new one yet, what's the Din? He is stuck in Yoytzei Misham Li'olam. And that's a nice introduction to the next Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. What happens if there was a Gemar Din, and now the psak was, this Yankel unfortunately killed B'Shoigig, we're going to ship him off to the Ari Miklat. And then what would happen when he gets the Ari Miklat? When the Kohen Gadol, who was alive at that time, passes away, the Kohen Gadol, the Ritzeh B'Shoigig would be free. Says Yimar, what happens that after the Gemar Din, we're about to ship off to the tzeich b'shoyi to the arim miklat, and then meis koyin gadol. What happens now? Says the Mishnah, don't bother sending him to the arim miklat and sending him home. There's no din of gadolus whatsoever. There's no purpose in sending him and then sending him back. Imachle nigmar dinoi meis koyin gadol umanu acher tachtov ula acher mikein nigmar dinoi choyz misasu shol sheni. What happens if at the time that he did the killing, Bishogeg, there was Kohen Gadol number one, and now at the time of the deliberations in Beis Din, that first Kohen Gadol passed away, before they had a chance to issue a final decree, a new Kohen Gadol was appointed, and Ominu Acher Tachtav. Only Acher Mikin, only after that Nigmar Dinoi, now the Beis Din issued its psak, you go into Golus, into the Arim Miklat, Choyz Misasu Shol Sheni. Unfortunately, he's going to have to wait until the second one passes away, which might be in a day, which might be in 50 years. He's just going to have to wait and wait until the second Kohen Gadol passed away, because you look at the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din. And what happens in the fact that there is no Kohen Gadol b'shas Gemar Din? Nigma Dina b'loi Kohen Gadol. That's what we just discussed a moment ago before the Mishnah, that the last Kohen Gadol passed away. A new one had not been appointed yet. And in the meantime, this Ritzich B'Shoigig, Nigma Dino, that is Ritzich B'Shoigig, what's the din? He never leaves. And Yoitze Misham La'olam. And the same thing applies to Vahoyri Kohen Gadol. What happens if you have a Ritzich that killed a Kohen Gadol? Or you have a Kohen Gadol, Shaharig, a Kohen Gadol that killed somebody else? And Yoitze Misham La'olam. In all of these three cases, the person is stuck in the Arim Miklat forever. So much so, he cannot even go out temporarily. Ben yoytze loy le'edis mitzvah, for loy le'edis mamon, for loy le'edis nefashis. He's not allowed to leave for any purpose, even if he's being summoned, edis mitzvah, to be an aid under the chuppah, or to be an aid by mamon, by halva, or edis nefashis. We want him to come to Bezin and be made that Reuven killed Shimon. Sorry. He cannot leave the Are Miklat. That's it, boys. He is stuck. Even if it's a person who is a manig hador, that the whole oilam needs him, like Rafilisar Tzvo Yisrael Ki Yoy Ben Tzruya. Yoy Ben Tzruya, as we know, was the five-star general at the time of David HaMelech. And we need him. If this Yoy Ben Tzruya killed somebody, b'shoigig, he's stuck in the Are Miklat. We cannot extricate him, even though we need him. How do I know? And he oitzim sham la'olam shenemar ashenos shama sham tei di rasoi sham tei misasoi sham tei kivu rasoi. Where do I see the in the word shama three drushes? So Rashi says, in fact, there is no three drushes. It's because it says the word sham or shama three times. So Rashi said, the Maser Shas says that. Was the Maser Shas? Mesorah Shas Ois Zayin brings from the Tosefta Dorish Lo Dechsev Sholish Pam Shama, says three times the word Shama by the Ari Miklat. One tells the Shamtei Dirasi he's got to live there. Shamtei Misasa, when he dies, he dies there. Shamtei Kvurasa, when we're koiver him, we bury him at least temporarily in the Ir Miklat. And then the Mishnah continues Kishem Sheir Koylet Kacha Kach Tchum Koylet, that you get an extension. Not only is the city kolet, kolet means absorbs the reitzeach b'shoigig, but even the tchum. Tchum is 2,000 amos, like you have on Shabbos. So a room in a room, the ear, it's also kolet. So as long as the reitzeach b'shoigig reaches that, he is now invincible. And that's in fact what the Mishnah says. Reitzeach sheyotze chutz l'tchum. If the reitzeach went beyond the tchum, outside of the ear, outside of the tchum, umetzoi goy l'adam, and now the goy l'adam finds him, the Goyel Adam, who's the close relative of the Nirtzach, the one that was killed b'shagig, he has not only the right, he has the mitzvah to go and shoot to kill, because this Reitzeach b'shagig had no business leaving the tchum of the Er Miklat. And anybody can be Ashtikl Goyel Adam, he doesn't have a mitzvah, but anybody else has the right to go and shoot to kill. What Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rishus b'yad Goyel Adam. Even the Goyel Adam doesn't have a mitzvah, he's allowed to. Chol Odom Chayov and Olav, and anybody else that killed, he'll be chayiv for Ritzicha, because nobody else has that right, no authority to go and kill. That's our girsa, There's another gifts of the Gra that says the Chol Adam ain chayavim. Okay, the bottom line is there's a distinction between the Goyal Adam and the Yad Chol Adam. According to Tanakama, Mitzvah Yad Goyal Adam, Rishus Yad Chol Adam, and Rabbi Kiva says Rishus Yad Goyal Adam and Chol Adam. Everybody else either chayavim alav or ain chayavim alav, depending how you learn the Mishnah. Okay, now let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. It said in the beginning of the Mishnah that if after the Gemar Din, the Kohen Gadol died, the Ritzich B'Shogig doesn't bother going to the Ori Miklat. He stays home. My time on Rabbaya, Kavachoyim, Amadach Mishagolik Kvar, Yotze Achshav, a person who was already in Golus. When the Kohen Gadol dies, he leaves now and he goes home. Mishloi Golus, somebody who didn't even go into Golus yet, and Edim Shalo Yigla, then certainly it doesn't make any sense that he should go into Golus. What's the purpose of going to Golus? The Kohen Gadol is dead. He'd have to return home. Maybe there's a benefit in going to Golus, even going to Golus for 1 minute, but you get a kapara with that. Mashenkin, if this person never goes to the Ari Miklat, we say that loy ain't a goyla, then he doesn't get the benefit of that kapara. So maybe we should say no, he should go to the Ari Miklat after all. And for the Ari Midi, Golus ko machapra, Mises koinu de machapra. You think it's the Golus that's the machapra, it's the Mises koinu de machapra. As soon as the Kohen Gadol dies, that's it, boys. Whether it's after 1 day or it's after 50 years, the Ritzich B'Shogi goes home. So therefore, that's what the Braise says. If he is still alive, let the Ritzich B'Shogi go to the Ir Miklat. If he's already dead after the Gemar Din, there's no purpose in going and then coming home. Just stay home in the first place. Done. Now what it says in the Gemara that Golus is not Mechaper, that's a little bit of a difficult concept, because we normally think of the reason why you go into Golus is for a kapara. And how does the Gemara say over here? No, it's the Mises or Koyin that's Mechaper. So Toysis says, Elias Toysis, that the Lashon Gemara is not precise. That it says over here that Mechaper, not Mechaper, doesn't mean the kapara, the atonement to someone who killed Mishoyik. That's the Golus. The word mechaper over here means freedom. When does he get his freedom? The freedom he doesn't get whether he was in the Golus for a day or for a year or for 50 years. The freedom all depends on when the Kohen Gadol dies. So therefore, once the Kohen Gadol died, he gets his freedom. There's no purpose in running away to the Ir Miklat since he's going to come home right after that. Vayta imachli nigmar dinoi, what's the din? Then the new Kohen Gadol, who was appointed during the time of the proceedings, he will be now the new Kohen Gadol for purposes of when he dies, then the Yerzeach B'Shogi goes free. How do I know that the new Kohen Gadol, he now becomes the barometer, the determiner of when the Yerzeach goes home? Omer of Kana, the Amakros of the Pasvi, Yoshev Bo, Ad Mois HaKohen HaGadol HaShem Moshech Oisai B'Shemen HaKohish. The word Hashem Moshech Oisai is a difficult term. Hashem Moshech means that he was Moshech. Now the only he in this pasuk, other than Kohen Gadol, is referring to the Ritzeach. So it's saying the Ritzeach should sit there in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. The one that he, the Ritzeach B'Shogi, was Moshech B'Shemen HaMishcha. Frank Timar V'Chihu Moshechai. A Ritzeach B'Shogi, before the Ritzicha, he was the one that was Moshech. Mapitom, why do you say that? Could have been any one of, you know, thousands of people pink this Ritzeach B'Shogi. El as Asher Nimshach B'Yomah, the word Asher Moshech, as if it would say Asher Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, that this Kohen Gadol was appointed at the time of the Ritzeach B'Shogeg's being a confirmed killer. Meaning, you had the deliberations going on at Beis Din, the old Kohen Gadol died, a new Kohen Gadol now was appointed during the time of that Din Torah, before the Gemar Din. So he's considered to be Nimshach B'Yomav. What's the Din when that Kohen Gadol dies? He, the Ritzeach, goes home. What do you want from this Kohen Gadol? The first Kohen Gadol, we said on the Amud Aleph, he's partially to blame because he should have been Mispal Al Doirai. But this is a brand new Kohen Gadol. He's just appointed 5 minutes ago. At the time of the Ritzicha, he wasn't appointed Kohen Gadol yet. He didn't have a duty to be Mispal for the ganze Welt. The old Kohen Gadol had that duty, not him. So again, what was the lashon on Amud Aleph? Tuvia chata zigud mangid. What? Why are we punishing the second kohen gadol? Every Gemara, hoyeloi levakish rachmim sheyigmar dino lischus v'lo pikesh. The tain against him is that when, as soon as he was appointed, he would have, should have, could have known that this Ritzach B'Shogig is being nidoin in the Besdin. He immediately should mispal and say, Rabbi Yishlal, and help out that he should be free. He shouldn't have to go to the Ir Miklav. Since he was not mispalel, that's why he's partially to blame, and the Ritzach B'Shogig can only leave the Ir Miklav if and when the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol, passes away. Vayta Omer Abaye, Noktina, Nigmar Dino Yumes. What happens was Nigmar Din, and now we ordered the Ritzach B'Shogig go now into the Ir Miklat. And what happens? Umes, he passed away. Had he passed away? It was a car accident, or he went, he heard the terrible news, he has to go into Ir Miklat, he went to cardiac arrest. He died. What happens? Malich Lissas Wais L'Sham, we have to go and take the dead body to the Ir Miklat and bury it there. Why? Dechsev, Loshev L'Shev is Ba'aretz, L'Shev is Ba'aretz, in the land, at Moshe Koyin, Beizel Yeshiva Shehi Ba'aretz, Ve'oim Ezu Kvoretz. It's not Yeshiva Al Aretz, it's Yeshiva Ba'aretz. That's Kvura. And as Yimor is going to say shortly, but after that, when the Kohen Gadol dies, next to Kotana, Meis Koyim Shemeis Kohen Gadol, what happens if the Ratzach B'Shogig dies in the Ir Miklat, and then subsequently, and he's buried there, Kvura, and after that, the Kohen Gadol dies. Now we're allowed to Meilich and Atzmois of Al Kibrei Avos. We're allowed to disinter the body and move the remains from the Ir Miklat to the original family plot wherever he lived originally. Dechsev Yoshev Ritzach al Eretz Achuzasoi Ezel Yeshiva Shei BeEretz Achuzasoi. What does that mean? He's going to return El Eretz Achuzasoi. Have you heard of Kfura that you're going to be koiver in the Eretz of the Achuza of the family plot? What happens if Nigmar Dinai and he goes into Golos, and then we find out about the Kohen Gadol that, you know what, he was not really entitled to be Kohen Gadol in the first place because he was a Chol, he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What do we do now? It's just like the Kohen Gadol died, and essentially the Kohen Gadol died because he's a Chol. So he was nowhere, he was not a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol died. Now he goes free. He was never a proper, appropriate Kohen Gadol. He was never an eligible Kohen Gadol because from the first moment he was a Cholol. And therefore, unfortunately, we have a situation where when the Ritzach B'Shoigeg had his Gemar Din, guess what? There was no Kohen Gadol. It was only an imposter that looked like, smelled like a Kohen Gadol, but he was not really a Kohen Gadol because he was a Cholol. So Badla Kahuna, it's as if there was never a Kohen Gadol there. At times the Gemar Din, and if it says Rashi, this is like the case of the Mishnah, Nigmar Din Abalei Kohen Gadol, Eina Yoitz Misham Li Oilam, he's stuck in the Ir Miklat forever. So now this machloikis as to whether or not when a Kohen Gadol is found to be a Cholol, whether it means a Misa Mikado Lahaba, or is it but the kahuna the mafreya? That's the same machloek between Reb Lezer and Yeshua. Let me look at Reb Lezer and Yeshua. Now we're not talking about a coin gadol. We're talking about any coin. And this coin is doing avoid agam mizbeach, and he's been doing this avoid now for the last year, 2 years, 5 years. But no yeshu ben grusha ben chalutza. And now we find out that he was never a qualified eligible coin. He was a cholol. His mother was a grusha or a chalutza. Any carbon that was brought until now over the last year, two, three, whatever, is possible. And therefore, if anyone had to bring carbon chatzis or carbon asham, he's going to have to bring a new carbon chatzis, a new carbon asham, because those were possible carbonis. They were brought by a zar, and that passes the carbonis. As a zar could bless, Rabbi Shua Masha, Rabbi Shua says it's okay. So l'choy, that's the identical machloikis. Man, the Yomer Mesa, the one that says that the Kohuna Gedoyla now died, but it was good until now, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that all the Kabbanis until now are kosher, Mekan al-Abba, forget about it, now he's a Cholo. Man, the Yomer Balla is Kerblazer, that says that we go limafreya, ab initio, we go backwards and we say limafreya, everything was, all these kabbalists were no good, that's Reb Lezer. That's why it was never a Kohen Gadol here in the first place. And therefore no Kohen Gadol saves him from the Arim Miklat, even when he dies, and he has to stay in the Arim Miklat forever. So l'chor, these are the exact same machlekes. Evermore, no. I leave it Reb Lezer, kuli amalei pliki. Couldn't Reb Lezer that holds that kol kabbalah sheikrev psulin, no question about it, he holds that l'mafreya, everything was possible, and here too, everything was possible. So kuli amalei amalei pliki, and therefore it's as if there was no Kohen Gadol ever. And since there was never a Kohen Gadol, kuli amalei pliki, that he does not go out forever. Keep legal every Yeshua. The Machlokes couldn't be Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said that all the Kabbalists until now are kosher. So man, the Meisik Rabbi Yeshua. He says the Kohen Gadol was good until now. We found out that he's a Cholul, so now it's Meisik. It's as if he died. That's why the Kabbalists were good until now. And going to the Ir Miklat was good until now. But now that the Kohen Gadol died, so then he goes home. You know when Rabbi Shua said over there, Batla Tichsiv. When did Rabbi Shua say that the Kabbonis are okay? He was Machshir. Hasim Tichsiv Baruch Hashem Chaylo Foyal Yad of Tirza. What's the word Chayloi? Afila Chalolin Shibai. B'diyavet, even if a Chol brought the carbon, Foyal Yad of Tirza, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it's Ole L'Ratzoy Lefonai. Even though it was a Chol, that's why it's kosher. But that's only by the case of the Kohen that brought Kabbalahs. And Vahacha was talking about a Kohen Gadol that now was never a Kohen Gadol because he was a Cholol. And he died. Could be a fellow Rabbi Shua Moedim, and Rabbi Shua would agree that he does not have the status of a bona fide Kohen Gadol. And therefore, Taka Batla, the person has to stay in the Ir Miklat forever. We'll stop over here.